This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Word-for-word scripts for receiving feedback gracefully when it feels unfair. The exact words that keep you composed when criticism stings. In short, this article contains 6 word-for-word scripts for receiving feedback gracefully, covering situations from surprise criticism to vague complaints, performance reviews, and feedback you genuinely believe is wrong. Script 3. Responding when the feedback feels personal and unfair. Script 5. Asking for specifics when feedback is too vague to act on. Script 6. Disagreeing with feedback without starting an argument. Definition: receiving feedback gracefully means staying composed enough to listen, respond, and learn from criticism, even when it stings. It is the practice of keeping your growth ahead of your ego so the conversation stays productive for both people in it. There's a moment I remember clearly. A colleague told me I was difficult to work with. Not in private, in a room with 3 other people watching. Every instinct I had said, defend yourself. Explain yourself. But I had nothing prepared. I fumbled, said something regrettable, and left the room having made it worse. That moment taught me something I have carried ever since: the right words, prepared in advance, are not a luxury. They are a form of courage made practical. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe receiving feedback as a superpower, and I mean it. When you know what to say before the moment arrives, you stop reacting and start responding. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context note. Practice it out loud at least twice before you need it. If you also want to understand the deeper framework behind staying calm under pressure, how to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction, pair directly with what you will find here. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them verbatim without adjusting for the relationship or the room. A script written for a senior leadership conversation will land wrong with a peer you've worked beside for 3 years. Adapt the register. The structure is the tool. Your voice is what makes it work. Script 1. Receiving unexpected feedback without shutting down. Situation: someone delivers feedback you did not see coming in a setting where you had no time to prepare. The surprise itself triggers a defensive or emotional response before you have processed what was actually said. Why this works: thanking someone for feedback is one of the most powerful de-escalation moves in a difficult conversation. It honors their courage in raising it, slows the exchange down, and buys you time to think. As I write in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, thank you for telling me that keeps the door open for future conversations. The goal here is not agreement. It is space to respond rather than react. Standard version: thank you for telling me that. I'll be honest, it's a bit of a surprise to hear. I want to make sure I understand it properly. Can you give me a specific example of what you've seen so I can get the full picture? Formal version: thank you for raising this with me. I appreciate your candor, and I want to be transparent that this is not something I had anticipated hearing. I would like to understand it fully before I respond. Could you share a specific example of the behavior you have observed after you use it? A good response is a concrete example, which gives you something real to work with. A difficult response is defensiveness or vagueness in return. If they cannot give a specific example, it does not mean the feedback is wrong. It may mean they have not fully formed it yet. In that case, ask to return to the conversation once they have had time to think. Eamon's note: buying yourself 10 seconds with a genuine thank you is one of the most underrated skills in professional life. Script 2. Receiving feedback in a performance review. Situation: you are in a formal performance review, and the feedback includes an area for improvement you either disagree with or have not heard before. The stakes are high and the setting is formal. Why this works: the GROW method, which I outline in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, turns feedback into a development plan rather than a verdict. By naming a goal, acknowledging the reality, identifying options, and committing to a way forward, you demonstrate self-awareness and signal that you are genuinely invested in your own growth. Performance reviews should be summaries, not surprises. When they feel like surprises, The script gives you structure to land on. Standard version. Based on what you're saying, it sounds like my main focus for the next period should be specific improvement area. The reality is I can see where that has shown up. Some options I'm thinking about are option 1, option 2, or option 3. My plan is to start with first action and to check in with you on it. Does that feel like the right direction? Formal version. Based on this feedback, I understand that improving specific area should be a primary development goal for the coming year. I recognize that there have been instances where that has been visible. I'm considering option 1 and option 2 as concrete steps forward. My initial plan would be to begin with first action and to review progress with you at our next one-to-one. Does that align with what you're hoping to see after you use it? A good response confirms or refines the plan and leaves the conversation feeling constructive. A difficult response adds more criticism on top. If that happens, write everything down and ask to revisit priorities together before the meeting ends. Eamon's note. Turning feedback into a plan in real time is the difference between someone who grows and someone who just survives reviews. Script 3. When the feedback feels personal and unfair. Situation. The feedback you have received feels like an attack on who you are rather than what you did. You are sitting with a strong emotional reaction, and the risk of saying something you will regret is real. Why this works? The amygdala hijack, your brain's threat response, fires hardest when criticism feels personal. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe this as the single greatest enemy of receiving feedback well. The script below separates what was said from how it landed, and redirects the conversation towards specific behaviour rather than character. You can find more on managing the physical reaction and how to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction. Standard version. Okay, I hear you. That's tough to hear, but I want to understand it. Can you help me out by giving me a specific example of what you saw? I want to make sure I'm responding to what actually happened, not just how it landed. Formal version. I appreciate you raising this. I will be honest that the way this has been framed is difficult for me to receive. To ensure I respond to the substance of the feedback rather than my initial reaction, could you give me a specific example of the behaviour you observed? Casual version. All right, that stings a bit. Give me a second. Can you tell me what specifically you saw? I want to hear you out properly, not just react after you use it. A specific example shifts the conversation from feeling to fact. If no example is given, the feedback may be rooted in perception rather than a clear incident. That is worth exploring with curiosity, not confrontation. Eamon's note. Naming the difficulty without blaming the person who named it is one of the hardest things to do in professional life, and one of the most respected. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Receiving feedback from someone more senior than you. Situation. A manager, director, or senior colleague delivers critical feedback in a one-to-one or team setting. The power imbalance raises the stakes, and the temptation to either capitulate entirely or become quietly resentful is strong. Why this works? Graceful reception of feedback from someone senior does not mean silent agreement. It means demonstrating that you take the feedback seriously while maintaining the confidence to ask clarifying questions. When you ask a good question in response to criticism, you signal competence rather than defensiveness. This is a principle I cover throughout Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time. Receiving feedback well is itself a demonstration of professional strength. Standard version. Thank you. I want to make sure I really understand this. Could you help me understand what a better version of that would have looked like? I'd like to be specific about what to do differently next time. Formal version. Thank you for this feedback. I want to be certain I have understood it fully. To help me act on it effectively, would you be willing to share what a stronger approach would have looked like in that situation? I want to ensure I'm working on the right thing. After you use it, asking what a better version looks like shifts the conversation towards solutions. Most senior colleagues respond well to this, because it shows you are serious about improving. If the response remains vague, ask again, more specifically. Is there a particular decision or moment you think I handled differently than you would have? Eamon's note. Asking a good question in response to criticism is often more impressive than having no reaction at all. Script 5. When the feedback is too vague to act on. Situation. Someone tells you that you need to be more strategic, more professional, or more of a team player without any concrete examples. You cannot improve on a description. You need specifics, and you need to ask for them without sounding dismissive. Why this works? Vague feedback is useless feedback. I say that plainly and say it right every time because it is true. If you cannot describe the specific behavior that needs to change, you cannot change it. The skill here is asking for clarity in a way that sounds like curiosity, not challenge. This connects directly to the SBI method for giving feedback, which relies on situation, behavior, and impact. When you receive vague feedback, you're essentially asking the other person to use that structure without naming it. Standard version. I really want to work on that. To help me, could you give me a specific example of a time when you noticed that, and what you would have preferred to see? That will help me understand exactly what to focus on. Formal version. Thank you for that feedback. I am genuinely committed to addressing this. Could you provide a specific example of a situation where this was apparent, and describe what a stronger response would have looked like? Without a concrete example, I want to make sure I'm working on the right thing after you use it. If a specific example follows, you have what you need. If they struggle to give one, reflect it back to them gently. Would it be useful to sit with it and come back to me with an example? I want to make sure I understand it fully. This keeps the door open and does not let the feedback die in ambiguity. Eamon's note. Asking for a specific example is not pushback. It is the act of someone who takes improvement seriously enough to get it right. Script 6. Disagreeing with feedback without arguing. Situation. You have heard the feedback. You have sat with it. And you genuinely believe it is inaccurate or based on incomplete information. You want to share your perspective without dismissing theirs and without starting a standoff. Why this works? Disagreeing with feedback is not the same as refusing it. The goal is to share your experience of the same situation without making the other person wrong. When you lead with acknowledgement before you offer your perspective, you keep the conversation open rather than closing it down. For a deeper look at this skill, see scripts for disagreeing with feedback you think is wrong. The core framework also gives you a structured way to hold your ground while staying calm. Standard version. I hear what you're saying, and I can see why you'd feel that way. The way I experienced it was a bit different. Can I share my side of it? Formal version. I appreciate you sharing this, and I want to acknowledge your perspective fully. My experience of that situation was somewhat different, and I think it may add useful context. Would you be open to hearing it? Casual version. I hear you. Honestly, it landed differently for me. Can I tell you what I saw from my side? After you use it, the phrase "can I share my side" asks permission rather than demanding to be heard. Most people say yes. When they do, keep your account specific and factual. Avoid phrases like "you always" or "you never." The moment you generalize, the conversation shifts from one incident to character, and that is harder to recover from. Eamon's note. The bravest thing you can do in a feedback conversation is stay curious about the other person's perspective even when you think they're wrong. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. Use the structure. Change the language until it sounds like you. Adjust for the relationship. A script written for a formal performance review will sound cold between people who have worked together for years. If you and the other person have an easy relationship, the casual versions are there for a reason. Use them. Match the register to the stakes. The higher the stakes, the more precise your language needs to be. In a disciplinary conversation or a legal context, every word carries weight. In those settings, use the formal versions and do not improvise away from the structure. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If you read a line and think "I would never say it that way," change it. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Substitute your natural phrasing while preserving the underlying move. Acknowledge, ask, stay curious. Slow it down in high emotion moments. The scripts above work at normal conversational pace. If emotions are running high on either side, add a breath before you begin. Say less, not more. 3 sentences delivered with composure will always outperform 6 delivered with heat. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when receiving feedback with a script. The biggest failure is treating a script like a shield, something to hide behind rather than a tool to think with. Reading it verbatim without adapting it. Scripts are templates, not transcripts. If you read it word for word with no variation for tone, relationship, or context, it will sound rehearsed in the wrong way. The structure is what matters. Your voice is what makes it land. Using the script to avoid actually hearing the feedback. Some people ask, can you give me a specific example? Not because they want to learn, but because they are hoping the other person cannot produce one. The person on the other side of the table can usually feel this. Ask because you genuinely want to know. Jumping to your perspective too quickly. Even when you plan to disagree, let the other person finish. Cutting in early signals that you are waiting to talk rather than listening. Give their words time to settle before you respond. Forgetting to follow up. Receiving feedback gracefully in the room is only half the work. If you commit to changing something, do it. Then tell them you did. One sentence, a week later. Remember what you said about topic. I have been working on it. That follow-through is what builds trust over time. It is what turns a difficult conversation into a stronger working relationship, confusing composure with agreement. You can receive feedback calmly without accepting every word of it as true. Composure is not surrender. It is the thing that keeps you credible, respected, and in control of the conversation. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What does receiving feedback gracefully actually mean? Receiving feedback gracefully means staying composed, listening to understand rather than to argue, and responding in a way that keeps the conversation productive. It does not mean agreeing with everything. It means prioritizing your growth over your ego in the moment. How do you respond to feedback that feels unfair? Start by acknowledging what was said before you defend yourself. Ask for a specific example to test whether the feedback has a basis. This slows the conversation down, reduces defensive heat, and gives you real information to work with rather than a generalization to argue against. What should you say when you disagree with feedback you received? Say you heard them, and then ask for a specific example before sharing your perspective. Phrases like I hear you and I experienced that differently keep the tone respectful while opening space for your side of the story. For full scripts on this, see scripts for disagreeing with feedback you think is wrong. How can I stop getting defensive when receiving feedback? Name the discomfort to yourself before responding. The amygdala hijack, the brain stretch response, fires fastest when feedback feels personal. Buying yourself a beat with a phrase like thank you for telling me that creates enough space to respond rather than react. What is the GROW method for receiving feedback? The GROW method turns feedback into a personal development plan using four steps: goal, reality options, and way forward. Rather than just absorbing criticism, you use it to define where you want to go and how you will get there. I cover this fully in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time. How do you handle vague feedback that does not help you improve? Ask for a specific example with a direct, non-defensive question such as, could you give me a concrete example of what you mean? Vague feedback is useless feedback. A specific example gives you something to act on. Without it, you can only feel bad, not actually change. This much I know for certain: receiving feedback gracefully is not a personality trait. It is a skill, and skills are built through practice, not through wishing you were calmer under pressure. The scripts in this article give you a place to start. Use them until they are yours, and then you will not need to remember them at all. They will simply be the way you speak. If you want to understand the full framework for preparing yourself before a difficult feedback exchange, Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time covers the complete method. And if you want to see how feedback can strengthen rather than strain a working relationship, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and how to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback, give you both sides of the conversation. Receiving feedback gracefully is one half of a dialogue that, done well, builds the kind of professional trust that takes years to earn and moments to lose. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.